from the legislation tells that all risks in the working environment must be assessed. COVID-19 is now has become our highest risk, not only in the working environment but in society. So employers would need to carry out a risk assessment. And a risk assessment, there's your legal obligation to carry out risk assessments for all risks to ensure that you put adequate controls in place to mitigate those risks. So my advice would be, we would strongly advise at Safe Team, the first thing that if employers aren't certain, what we would do is we would advise them to seek professional advice to ensure that they're compliant with the legislation. And not only that there, but employers don't want their employees becoming ill or worse. So therefore, employers do want to do this. So what we would say is the first thing that needs to be carried out is a suitable and sufficient risk assessment that has adequate controls to mitigate whatever risks may be encountered in the working environment.
You've outlined a number of factors that must be considered now for employers on top of health and safety that are already in place to identify shortfalls in health and safety procedures. Are there any questions that employers should be asking themselves or any guidelines that they should be following?
Yeah, there's a lot of guidelines coming out there. The Health and Safety Executive and Public Health, Northern Ireland, Southern Ireland, UK, there's a lot of advice has come out. Myself, I was on some of the World Health Organization advice. I was reading over it at the weekend. It's all derived from the World Health Organization and public health agencies. And one of the first things as an employer, because employers just want to know, what do I need to do to ensure that my staff are safe and they come into work safe and they go home safe and I won't have any issues? And what they need to do there is all staff returning to work. So when, if, for example, on the 18th of May, an employer gets the word, you can start back on the 18th of May, they carry out their risk assessment this week or whatever. And again, if they're not sure, seek professional advice. At Safe Team, we've carried out a few risk assessments over the last few weeks with some of our clients. And once you get the risk assessment, that's the business telling you what you do then. That's your roadmap. One of the first things to do before employees would come in is they need to put in a self-declaration questionnaire. And you need to give this to all your employees, and they should submit it. We would recommend strongly that they submit it even before they come to work that day. And that's basically the employees is self-declaring that I am feeling okay. I don't believe, as far as I know, I have any COVID-19 virus. I don't have any symptoms for it, so therefore I'm declaring that I am fit to come into work. Then when they do come to work then, the employer should also have some basic awareness training. Now this doesn't have to be an hour, 2 hour training session. It can be a small 10 or 15 minute PowerPoint presentation, a dialogue over PowerPoint. And I know some employers have said to us, well, how do I deliver this training before the employees come back on their work, which is what they should be doing. And I would say, you know, you've different social media there. You could email it to them. You could WhatsApp it to them in a group or whatever the case may be. But you need to give them some sort of basic training. They say the do's and don'ts about your social distancing on site, your hygiene measures. And another thing is then what you need to let your employees know. And again, it's down to your basic emergency response and first aid that employers would know anyway. Is if an employee does become ill or feels symptoms while they're at work, they need to report that straight away. And that's where government guidelines are suggesting strongly too that there should be what they would call a COVID-19 compliance officer. Now, this would scare businesses because once they say compliance officer, I don't know anything like that. But again, at Safe Team here, we would say seek professional. But we can give some guidance. I'm sure all our people can give some guidance with regards to who should be that compliance officer. It should be someone on site. For example, if there's a designated health and safety officer on site, that could be the person, but you would also need a second person. So what they're there to do is they would look after the risk assessment, ensure it's in place for the management. They would ensure that the training, the basic training's there and has been delivered to each employee, the awareness training. They compile the questionnaires, bring them in so that everyone has submitted, they say yes, that they're fit for work. And then they're the point of contact if there are any issues on site, because employees need a point of contact. And employees will ask that if things aren't right or if I'm not happy with anything, who do I contact? So this compliance officer or this designated person or designated COVID-19 officer with the company that's basically what they'll be doing. So there's a list of roles and responsibilities that person would need to ensure as well. Some businesses that are coming back, workers need to be working inside the 2 metre rule. So therefore, that social distancing, they can't comply with that guideline. However, there are other aspects. You know, if that is the case, it needs to be identified. Then you need to look at other controls. And what we would say to you is, what I would strongly recommend to employers is, you know, that they have like a permit to encroach for where this means that you have a register that you may have two people who are working together, and they have been given a specific safe system of work. Their risk assessment has been task specific, and they are allowed to work together, but they may have additional PP and they may have additional controls. So there's a lot of things to consider there for employers, and it will be daunting. Maybe for some employers, they may think, you know, I'm not too sure that I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the bottom line is they need to ensure that they have a safe place of work, because that's the foundation of the Health and Safety at Work Act. You know, so all employer needs to do is carry out the risk assessment, have the questionnaires, give them to their employees to submit, have some basic training awareness of the do's and don'ts, have a COVID-19 compliance officer on site, and if there's an exception where they can't comply with any of those guidelines, they need to stop, reassess, and put adequate controls in place to mitigate the fact that they are working within the 2 metres. If they cannot put adequate controls in place to mitigate working closely together, well, we would strongly recommend that they don't carry out that task.